Hey there, Patriots. I came back on because I forgot to talk about a few things, and I think I'm going to be taking a break and working on finishing my book, and I don't know how often I'm going to pop in and out. I wanted to mention to you that the music that you hear in the beginning, that's a nod to our country western music past. That's really like a real Americana style of music, and jazz also, you know, was a big, had a big influence here in America. Country western music, I think, kind of originated in the South. Storytelling music, storytelling that was used to, excuse me, convey ideas, and so. Sorry. So I wanted to mention that that's partly why I like country music. It's part of our heritage. All right. I wanted to talk about authors. You know, one of the things I wanted to do with this show, which, you know, may happen in the future, but to have more guests on. I interviewed a child therapist a long time ago, and a movie producer. And, you know, because I'm an honest, upright person, you know, I kind of tell you why, you know, I lost my following and was deplatformed and banned and all that other stuff. I tell you that to make people wake up, but it also, you know, makes me look like, you know, there's a problem with me. You know, I think I've mentioned to you, to the listeners in the past, that I worked for the business manager at Princeton University for several years before I got married. I've worked for CEOs and entrepreneurs, and I've worked for a local college. It wasn't until Obama got in office that I had any troubles. And it wasn't until Bill Gates got on the board of my husband's company that he and a bunch of other senior engineers were suddenly out of work. But I do loathe Obama and Biden and Bill Gates and George Soros and Hillary for good reason, but they also harass us. And, you know, I'm not going to cover up for them. I'm going to tell the world, whoever will listen, what these evil people did. And when you find out all that they did, you'll be ashamed that you ever supported such horrible, bigoted, racist, hypocritical, unworthy, disbarred, scum of the earth people, okay? So that's why I keep doing these shows. One of the ways that people who are being, how can I say this? We're finally getting with the program, meaning that we're not me, but we're realizing that, you know, we can't expect that these really bad, wicked people, unworthy people, are going to suddenly wake up and go, oh, I was so wrong, I'm sorry, and I'll become, you know, pro-America and stop lying and stop killing people. I mean, that's the opposite. They said a lot of bad things about Trump, and so I think he just believed it. But anyway, that's Shapiro. Steve Dace's humorous new book takes a wry, satirical look at the future that faces America if she continues down the path of unchecked leftism. Dace's conservatism is unwavering, and his strong medicine is worth considering. Again, let me reiterate, I'm not saying Ben Shapiro is a communist. I'm saying that he was a doctor, and he hangs out with a lot of do and name only people, put it that way, people who, you know, have no affinity or understanding of what evangelicalism or Christianity is about. And, you know, they were very anti-Trump, despite that Trump has Jews in his own family. His daughter, Ivanka, married a Jew. His son married, I believe, a Jew. I don't know whether he converted, but I like it if he didn't. And a lot of Jewish friends, a lot of people that have worked with him are Jewish. So Trump is not a bigot. He's not anti-Jew. And he's also not anti-Muslim. He's also employed, you know, Hindu, Sikhs, and Muslims. So, and then free race and gay people and straight people. So, like, I don't know where this, you know, the smearing of Trump has come from. He was very well loved until he ran as a conservative or a Republican. But, you know, even Steve Dace was lukewarm about Trump at some point. And I don't like that he's, you know, he's a flawed man. Like, you know, he's not slick. He's not, you know, reading a script. He just goes off the cuff and he says what he wants to say. But because he's not polished and he's not, you know, a slick politician, people who have been in politics, like Steve Dace, who was a Republican strategist, you know, are very critical of him. And Glenn Beck has been critical of Trump as well. And even they had to admit they were surprised that Trump, despite having the whole world and the media and everybody on the left against him, managed to get as much done as he did. I'm bringing up Steve Dace as the featured author because, obviously, what a dream come true to have a book made out of your movie. I'm sorry, a movie made out of your book. But Steve Dace is an unusual guy. He was the child of a unwed mother, and I think she was 15. And she chose not to kill him. She chose to have him. But, unfortunately, she ended up with a man that was very abusive to Steve. And, you know, when Steve got married, you know, he also was probably, I don't know, like 300 pounds. So he's a fella who has, like, if you saw him in the lineup, you would think he would be the least likely person to be a success. And he is a success. He has his show, and he's written several books, and I think the other one is Do What You Believe, and I forget what the other one is, but for being a person who doesn't have a degree, he's a very wise man, and that's why I'm pointing to him, and that's the other reason why I'm pointing to Aaron McIntyre, because he too is a very wise man, and especially for his age. So that's our featured book, A Nefarious Plot. You can find it, you know, on Amazon, all those places. One thing that I'm going to start working on is getting, I have built into my website like a book review feature, but I'm having difficulty getting it to work properly. But that's one way that we can start having the ability to promote books and, you know, make people aware of things by having a book review feature. Now, if you want to call in and talk about things, 515-605-9894. I also wanted to say that I was talking about this company I'm with, why I'm so excited about it. So not only did I find out that they had a product for high blood pressure and high cholesterol, but they have one for memory issues. So I'm excited about that because, as you may have witnessed with my past shows, I sometimes get like brain freeze where I can't remember something and a name or, you know, what I want to say. And, you know, people usually just chalk that up to being old. But I think that there are natural supplements and products that you can take that can help with this. And so I'm taking a product that is specifically designed for that. So I'm excited to try it and tell you if I see any difference, because it's embarrassing, you know, how forgetful you get, especially if you are stressed out, not you, but, you know, people, when you're stressed out or you're tired or dehydrated, it's real obvious that, you know, you're having troubles with remembering things. All right, so that's the featured book. And the other author I wanted to spotlight is Melissa of freedomforest.live. She wrote 1,000 Years of Peace, and she just wrote something called Major Prophecies from Minor Prophets. And you can find out more about her books and her music at freedomforce.live. All right, so in case you haven't had a chance to take a look at it, I wanted to play this episode, it's a part of it, where it talks about the guide stones in Georgia being destroyed. Now, you know, a lot of people aren't aware of this, so, you know, they don't care about these stupid, you know, they're not really, you know, they're made out of cement, and they have engraving on them in different languages. They don't know anything about it, they haven't heard about it, so they don't really care. But you should think about this, because this week, CERN fired up again. CERN is the collider, atom collider, that keeps, you know, it keeps doing that, and it keeps piercing the veil into other dimensions. And, you know, you might think that's all crazy talk. It's not, okay? And as it turns out, my husband was interviewed by them when he was a young man. And then the interview didn't go well, he got a first-class trip there and got to see the area around CERN, but it wasn't like a serious interview. Almost like they made a mistake by inviting him. And you know, when my husband was young, he used to have dreams of piloting ships, and like ships that go on the ocean. And over and over again, he would be at the helm steering the ship. And so he was actually thinking about becoming a ship engineer, like a nautical engineer, because he had an uncle that was in that line of work and as a captain. But bottom line is he decided to get into satellite and telemetry. But for whatever reason, CERN interviewed my husband when he was young. And I find that bizarre because, I think if he had known that they were such bad people, I don't think he would have gone to the interview. But so this week, with CERN, CERN, fired up again with the goal of piercing the veil into other dimensions and summoning up who knows what back into ours. Could this be why, the next day, the Georgia Guidestones, a monument detailing a diabolical agenda to reduce Earth's population to 500 million people, was reduced to rubble? All right, this is from a fellow that I'm not sure what his first name is, but it's Man in America. And he knows Clay Clark, I'm pretty sure. And he's a good guy. Anyway, was it God's wrath? Were they burying the evidence? Or was it just another bizarre ritual? What's behind these two events, and what do they show us about the sinister beliefs of those who rule our world? I mean, inviting everyone to listen to the interview today with incredible researcher Rob Counts from Edge of Wonder. And those you won't want to miss the show. It comes from Rise TV, which is their mission to awaken, uplift, and unite America one show at a time. And, this is an interesting episode, but I'm pointing to it because a lot of people won't listen to things that they don't, haven't been told about, had referred to them or suggested to them. And like, you might just skip right over this, like, I don't care what the towards a guidance. It's very important because they do things. They the evil ones, the dark ones, you know, the satanic groups. They do things openly, but like on the sly. So they do it in your face, but because they have to, because God mandated that they have to make their plan known, because we have to choose. It's like, you know, the Bible says, thou mayest. You have to choose good or choose evil. So they have to make their what they do obvious. But then on the other hand, they just want to sneak it under the radar, so to speak. So they're not going to tell you what it's about. A few years back, they did a kind of satanic ritual in front of the Gotthard, G-O-T-T-H-A-R-D tunnel. You know, it was like a goat man dressed up and a woman pretending to be pregnant. And they were doing all this, you know, weaving and gyrating around. And it was a very strange ceremony. And what they didn't show you was that in the crowd, the suits, I call them suits, you know, people that are the elite that were there as guests, you know, they had like half-naked people wreathing around on them and, you know, being, you know, sexual to them. And, you know, this is a group of people that are really wicked without any scruples or morals. And they publicly, you know, just do sex acts, maybe not, you know, actually doing it, but, you know, like mock sex acts. And, you know, they're very lewd, very disgusting people. Anyway, that was done a while ago. And it was funny that that was done because that was before the special constellation configuration that Melissa of FreedomForce.live discusses was discovered. In other words, they did this satanic ritual thing, but they didn't know that what their interpretation was totally wrong, and that the sign that's in the sky of sign of man that's discussed in the Bible and happened on September 23rd, 2017, that you know, that was foretold and looked for a long time by people who understand biblical astronomy, not astrology, astronomy. So anyway, listen to this for a minute, just because you probably, you know, won't take the time to go look for it, which is on Rumble, but I think you'll find it interesting. Now, you know, there's a whole other faction out there that puts less emphasis on God and more on, you know, aliens and people from other planets and star systems and all that stuff. And, you know, I'm not telling you what to believe on that. I'm just telling you that there's way, way more going on than what most of us are aware of. And part of that is that we're conditioned to just think that the news is real, and the news is not real. They literally are scripted like a play or scripted like a movie. They say what they're talking points say, and that's partly why, if you're objective, you would realize that the news channels, the alphabet channels, all sound the same. They just rearrange the words a bit, but they're basically reading their script, okay? And who's writing the script? Well, I think that the people that are writing the script are actually leftover Nazis that hijacked our country, unbeknownst to most of us. They saw us as weak, and they saw us as, you know, pitiful. And when we brought them over after World War II, and England did too, as did Russia, they just quickly, you know, got rid of anybody who was in their way and put in the agenda of Hitler, but, you know, dressed it up and put some makeup on it so it didn't look so bad. Sorry, people, but that's why we're in this pickle. All right, so here is Man in America. This is published on July 7th, and I think it's important, and it relates to the destruction of the Georgia Guidestones, which they're saying they were damaged, so they had to be taken down because they were unsafe. There's way more to the story, so just listen for a few minutes. I am having trouble getting it to play. How unusual. All right, so I'll just point you to the right place. Guidestones destroyed as man plays God with CERN, C-E-R-N, July 7th, and it's Man in America's channel. All right, so also it's been a lot of changes in the stock markets and with crypto. You know, people are a little wigged out, and it's understandable. People are also realizing that, we're not going to get through this if we don't come together and stand against wickedness. There's a channel called Red Elephant on Rumble, and, the left is trying to make it that you can't say gay in Florida, and that got struck down because of freedom of speech. You know, they keep trying to whittle away our rights so that we don't, we can't speak up and we can't show up and protest, and we're not allowed to pray, we're not allowed to have anything religious in school, you can't have Bible study in school, but they wouldn't do that to Muslims, they wouldn't do that to other people. So we're going to have to do our own thing. If you want to have a religious school, you should be able to go to that school choice. If you want to have a school that's not religious, centering on, academia and music, then that's your choice. I mean, they want everyone to have, choice, but they don't want you to be able to choose where you send your kids to school or what they learn or who's, being in charge of them. You can look at that when you have a chance, and if you can get over, and I would say, YouTube is really suppressing a lot of information. So I really think that you have got to try different sources. All right, so one thing I wanted to say about this bigger picture of trying to I don't want to say decapitate because that's such a horrible visual, but by disengaging from the usual places where you shop and putting it towards this U.S.-based company that I'm pushing and promoting, it can make a big difference in the elections as well, because it takes away the corporations' money that they're getting for the things that they sell, and then they give their money, which is their right to the Democrat Party. Or the Democrat Party, by having Planned Parenthood not getting taxpayer dollars because abortion is no longer to be a federal law, it's going to be decided by the states, really screwing up the Democrats' financial plans, because they need to have that money from Planned Parenthood. And, Planned Parenthood is not providing health care. They provide condoms and abortion pills and contraceptives and abortions. And they don't even give mammograms, or I don't even think they're giving, they might do pap tests, but most of them are pretty limited on what they provide. Their main business is abortions, and Planned Parenthood was developed by Margaret Sanger, who was a Hitler supporter, an avid Nazi, and she wanted to wipe out the populations that she thought were growing too quickly, which were mainly the Catholic Italians and Irish and Polish that were having way too many kids, she thought, and the blacks who were also having large families. And so Planned Parenthood was designed to wipe out the people of color and the Catholics, because Margaret Sanger was a atheist Nazi, and that's who Hillary Clinton supports. She supported Saul Alinsky, who was a communist fake Jew, and Hillary Clinton supports enemies of America. So don't buy their bull about the woman's right to choose. You know, you don't have a right to choose not to take a shot, but they have a right to kill another human being, even up to after the baby is delivered. I mean, come on, these people are wicked. Anyway, one of the things that I wanted to mention in the last show, and I didn't, was, you know, when you buy a Sam's membership or a Costco membership, pretty much shop with their approved vendor that they have, and you buy the food that they, you know, are able to get good deals on. I'm personally not a big Costco fan. I don't like the way I'm treated when I'm in there, and I don't like when you leave that, you know, they are like the Gestapo checking your papers, make sure you're not, you know, walking out with food you didn't pay for, despite it, you know, being obviously boxed up, etc. And I don't like the way they make you buy a big amount and you're really not saving much than if you were buying, you know, a single, you know, ketchup bottle. You know, they make you think you're buying, getting a deal because you're buying it in bulk. It's not usually the case, in my opinion. And I do think that they probably have some, you know, good products, but in general, I'm not impressed. Now, my twin, on the other hand, she's a member. So they did open up a big Costco business center one in San Marcos, and one's opening up at the North County Mall, Westfield Mall. And so, you know, they've got a monopoly, that's for sure, and I'm sure that they're not going to be shut down. But if we ever have another lockdown, if we're stupid enough to go along with that again. But they have stuff like a whole goat or a whole duck, like sides of beef. Like, it's more like you were having a big barbecue, you were a restaurateur, and you wanted to have the ability to serve huge portions. You know, so I mean, it does have a good reason to shop there. I'm not saying it. And then you get the gas discount, and, you know, there's some business discounts, and, you know, they turn those. Try different things out. They don't even do that anymore. I don't think Trader Joe's does either, which was a nice thing. So this ties into my little speech I want to make about customer retention, customer loyalty, and how you treat people. I told you that I had worked at a local college, community college, when I was getting back into the workforce after raising my kids. And because I didn't have family out here, and I didn't have any, I only had a couple of friends down here. I had friends up where I used to live, above LA. But I didn't have a whole like network of people I could count on to help me with my kids. So I was late getting back into the workforce is what it comes down to, because I didn't want anything to happen to my children. And I had had some very bad experiences when I had taken jobs and had to hire babysitters because of school breaks and things like that. So when I finally got back into the workforce, I was very happy to get a decent paying college job in communications. And I was very shocked over how many, you know, left communists that were on campus, and you could just tell that they thought that they were the majority, even though they were in a very conservative, very red area, because they had only worked among their fellow communists and Democrats for so long that they were very open and, you know, very blunt about their views, and, you know, my coworkers were, and it wasn't like they didn't talk politics at work. They talked politics a lot, sent jokes and cartoons and, you know, bashing on Bush at the time. And I think Obama was running against Mitt Romney, so, you know, they were very anti-Mormon, which I thought was very odd for a college to be against Mormons when there's so many in the area. And just a lot of things that I thought were disturbing. But they were obviously catering to the illegal population, because the colleges get more money if they have more needy students that need, you know, extra help, as well as translation skills, tutoring, and then on top of it, financial aid, because they were underprivileged. So they were basically working at making the college a Spanish college. And I was very surprised about that, because when they put up this bond issue back in 2006, they weren't telling the communities that, you know, we're making this college that's been here since the 1960s into a Hispanic college. You know, they made the taxpayers in the area go for that bond and support that bond. And Daryl Issa, who's a congressman and a Republican, was part of that push. The president of the college was a man named Deegan, and, you know, he was fine with having this bond get passed. So they made the local people pay for a bond, and then the college basically was taken over by Hispanics, and they also, of course, got a break on their tuition. And the taxpayers paid the bond, and then also there weren't a lot of openings for, American kids who wanted to get into the different programs. And one program that they had was special. It was for firefighters and also for first responders. And then that was, cops on campus, security on campus. So it was an interesting experience. But the reason I'm bringing it up is that they put together this 60th anniversary event, but they hadn't remembered that it was their 60th anniversary as a college, so they hadn't budgeted for the event, and they had no idea how they were going to do it. And so one of the reasons I was hired, and it was at the time, it was a 30-hour week job, which was great for my kids' schedule, so, because they were still in, you know, high school, middle school. One of the reasons they hired me was because I had VP of fundraising at two different schools as a volunteer. And so they put all these people on the committee to figure out how to promote the college, because they wanted to get the bond passed by unsuspecting taxpayers. And I ended up doing, I would say, a lot of the work. And I didn't get any credit for that, of course. But it's one thing that you need to think about when you're an employer or when you are an entrepreneur and you're trying to get business. You got to take care of people. You got to take care of your staff, your workers, your employees, and also your clients. And when this whole thing was written up afterwards, even though most of it, I got the different departments to participate and to showcase themselves and, you know, open up the glass blowing shop and the planetarium, and, you know, I really tried to make it a great event. But you know, I wasn't even mentioned. Just as a side note, you know, not even like I said, oh, thanks to your teamwork, and you know, it wasn't like I got any recognition for it, is what it came down to. I did my regular job plus this job, and shortly after that, my coworker wanted her friend to have my job, and so very terrible things about me that weren't true. And then there was a riot on campus with Raza and Mexican flags, and it got heated, and they punched a police officer, and they tried to, you know, kill the story so that that wouldn't get out there. And, you know, just, I said, why can't they be happy to be here? And then my boss said, I think you're a bigot. I'm going to make sure you lose your job. And I was like, I'm a bigot? Like, what? And so what it comes down to is when you don't treat your people right, they don't have any loyalty. So one of the things that I like about the company I'm working with, affiliated with, promoting, is why I feel good about them, is because they do show customer appreciation. They do have what they call loyalty rewards. And that makes a difference, because you want to retain customers, because getting new customers is expensive. It's like getting new employees is expensive to retrain them and to, you know, make it that they are productive and pulling their weight. So I wanted to talk about this other aspect of what they're doing. You know, I think I mentioned that they have a credit card that you can use, and you get incentives for transferring your balance, and you get a, you know, like a shopping spree on them, $100, and you get a rebate back on what you buy with that credit card. It's a Visa card, but it has the company's name on it. And they have a lot of power because they are a $2 billion plus per year company that's international. And so they make proposals. People, including retailers, listen to them, and they're glad to get good customers from this company. So how does that affect you? Well, for one thing, think about the things that you're buying besides what I already told you about, that the personal care, the shampoo, the beauty, the medicine cabinet, the fitness and supplements and nutraceuticals and cleaning products and all the other things that, you know, we're all already buying. Besides that, you know, we're also buying other things. So they made an agreement with these other retailers that you would get when you shop through their company online website. They have retail partners, and they call it the marketplace. And, you know, different categories. The first one is appliance and hardware. Worked out with companies that you know and companies you don't know, that you get rebates, or not rebates, basically loyalty rewards that go back into your shopping account. So you always have a little stash in there. Plus you can look at videos and earn shopping loyalty rewards. And you can also earn loyalty rewards by getting your free shipping back to you. So there's a lot of different ways you can do it. But so just taking that one category, they have a deal with Dyson that you get 3% back on loyalty shopping dollars to use with the store, with the company I'm with. Tire Rack, Repair Clinic, Food Saver, AJ Madison, Appliances Connection. They are looking for retailers to be affiliated with, because those retailers obviously want to have a built-in customer base as well. And then, you know, in the category automotive and baby and kids, So Bye Bye Baby and Carter's, Chico's, because it's 6.25% loyalty shopping dollars. Companies I haven't heard of, like Finish Line and Destination Maternity, organic baby food, that's 16%. I mean, Tried Right, 4.75 loyalty shopping dollars. They have, they're also not just taking the big, the big well-known ones. They're trying to find ways to help smaller businesses as well. If you have affiliation with books and magazines, so if you're already, getting different books, using buying, that you can get loyalty shopping dollars at these different locations. So we're online, like ecampus.com. That's a 12.75% back in loyalty shopping dollars. Textbooks, so if you got kids in college, Textbook X, 8% back. World Bookstore, 19% back in loyalty shopping dollars. New York Times Company Store, 6.25% back. Newspaper subscriptions, magazines. I mean, they have really worked out some very great deals with all these, I think, like 1,700 plus retailers. And why they want to be partnered with this big major company is because their customers are nice. And I know that sounds funny, but they realize that if you care about your reputation and you care about treating people well, you're not going to be pretending that you didn't get your order when you actually did the next stuff. So they want to have good customers. They want to have customers that they don't have to keep recruiting. And, so that's why it works out. So, I mean, clothing from Athleta to Banana Republic at 6.25% loyalty shopping dollars. Barney's, Banana Republic, I don't mention that. And then on whatever category is at least several in each category, flowers and gifts, food and wine, computers. Look at the computer one. So Best Buy, give a small percentage back in shopping dollars. Epson, Office Depot, Staples, Roku's 8%. Microsoft, they don't have one with them anymore. Good. Anyway, and it goes on to, flowers and gifts, food and wine, buying gift cards for people. I mean, so these are ways that you can stretch your dollars and make sense. And on top of it, it goes to your own account so you can go shopping. And then that will help you to pay for, say you have elderly parents that are on a fixed income and they need to, buy different things, supplements, things for cleaning their home, whatever it might be, that you could help by having these loyalty reward dollars put into your account that gives you a little bit more money to go shopping with. So it's really a very logical, good solution, and I think you'll realize that once you take a look at it. So send me an email if you want to schedule an appointment. And, it's in circle us at clubmember.org. But the bigger picture on this, it goes on from there, games and toys and health and beauty, home and garden, jewelry. A lot of people are shopping more online. I don't go to Lord & Taylor's, but there are people that are shopping there right now. Well, you can get 4.75% back to your account, and that's how you can stretch your budget. And, everything from shoes and accessories to tablets and phones to online services, jewelry, music and movies. You can get a rebate back, loyalty shopping dollars back from Bloomingdale's and Coach. John Hardy, I haven't heard of that. Maybe that's an East Coast company. Line section, Godiva, and 10 or 15, Macy's Wine Cellar, Deli, David's Cookies. Martha Stewart Wine Company, all kinds of retailers that they make connections with. And then getting down to travel and vacations. You check into the Best Western, you get a 4.75% loyalty shopping dollars back to your Natural Essentials account. I call it Natural Essentials, but that's not the name of the company. It's just what I call it, because I want you to be in my group. And that's, partly why, like I said to you in the past show, that, you're not going to see this advertised on in a magazine or on TV. You might see it a bit online. You have to be very careful how you talk about it, because, they don't like people who make claims that aren't true. So you have to be very careful about what you say about products. And that's what's great about the website too, that it shows the clinical testing and trials and the explanation for why they work. And, there's all kinds of educational materials. It's very, very nicely done. Anyway, so traveling, Expedia, you get I'm no longer getting Expedia discount, but Cheap Tickets is getting 9.5% back in loyalty shopping dollars. Comfort Inn is getting 3%. Dollar.com, which I think is a dollar card, it's a 1.5% back. The travel is not getting much of a discount, because it's not much of a markup, I guess. And let's just look at the home and garden just for the sake of argument, and then we'll move on to what's in the home and garden. Well, Bed and Bath, 6.25% loyalty shopping dollars. Some of these stores I haven't heard of, but that's also good, because it means that even little stores that aren't very well known can get a chance. Crate and Barrel, 6.25% back. Costway, Blind Saver. Eden Brothers, which I've never heard of, but that's a 9.5% loyalty shopping dollars back. And then they have a company called Emergency Essentials. Be prepared, and so you could get 16% in loyalty shopping dollars. So basically, you could take care of your household, your personal care, your home care, put it that way, your fitness and nutrition, your baby supplies that are not toxic and chemical-free, your cleaning supplies that are not toxic and chemical-free, and you could also get your emergency supplies so that you're set in case of a natural disaster or a government-made disaster. So, I mean, I really think it makes sense, and you're going to be glad about it if you take the time to learn about it. But just send me an email if you're interested in that and finding out more. And as I said, it's only $1 right now to be a member. Normally it's $19, which is very reasonable compared to most membership clubs. And on top of it, I was trying to find a way to raise money for the Rawhide Ranch Scholarship Fund. And so I came up with the idea of giving 20 to 30% discount on the products that I sell by basically offering a membership. I called it the Heart Club. But, and that was for flowers and gift baskets and personalized gifts, decor for events, that kind of stuff. So, you know, I want to be able to help people. And that leads into keeping customers. I want to take the time to talk about this because it's a big deal to me. In my experience, you know, when I've sold homes, and I've sold several as a, you know, meaning as a homeowner when we sold our houses, I thought that the realtors were extremely cheap. I mean, here they're getting thousands of dollars in commission, basically being paper pushers. And, you know, they put it in the MLS, goes on the computer, it gets promoted out there with their, you know, software that is designed to do that. And hey, they do a couple of open houses and, you know, maybe they have some printing expense, but basically they're getting $1,000, at least out here in California where real estate is so expensive. And, you know, you think the least they would do is, you know, take you out for dinner and give you a nice gift certificate or something. And every time that we sold property on the East Coast as well as out here, the cheapness is unbelievable to me from the realtors, considering that you've given them the transaction and, you know, they are making tens of thousands of dollars in commission. I mean, we're talking about $2,000 or $3,000 here. Yeah, when they split it with another broker and another realtor, then it gets smaller because you're splitting it four ways. But basically, a lot of them, I mean, sometimes, the buyer, the selling realtor was the listing realtor. So, you know, I really think I'm mentioning this for a reason. It's about treating people right and cultivating their business and their referrals. You don't give, you know, crappy thank you presents to people who are clients. You don't, not do what you're supposed to do if you want to get referral business. That's partly why I haven't been talking about the contractor that we have had here, because so far I'm very disappointed and surprised. So anyway, I also wanted to say a lot of companies are spending money on trying to figure out how to retain their employees, good employees, because it's so expensive to hire and train people. And one of the things that's obvious is good benefits, like I'm a company doing, you have unlimited time off once you get work done. I think that's pretty problematic. I think those things that people don't normally buy themselves and they always be getting. And, you know, obviously different things for different occasions. But, a gift card's pretty personal, but easy. You know, I can see my people doing that. But, media. I don't want them harassed. But if you're the type of person that has, you know, big circle and those circles have circles, then this is definitely a business that can work for you and work in your spare time and not require an investment and not require that, you know, you're spending hours and hours, you know, working on a website or hours and hours working on marketing materials. Basically, make a business card and you're set to go because the rest is done as far as tools for helping you grow your business. So if you're one of those people that can understand and see why I'm hyped up about what I'm doing and why I want to offer it to other people, please contact me. And what's great about it, too, is that whatever area you're in, you can work on your area, and it doesn't interfere with me. It's not like you are crowding anyone. There's plenty of pie to go around, so to speak. So it's not like like the area that I'm in. There's so many solar companies, and they're stepping all over each other consequently. So this is something that you can actually have a residual income from, and that's pretty nice. Because a customer that you bring on board stays your customer, and as long as they're a customer, you keep getting a percentage from the company as a thank you for bringing that customer to them. And that's very, very nice because, as I mentioned on other shows, there are customers, there are people who have, you know, 3,500 customers that they've brought in over the years. And you know, every time those people order, the company pays out a commission as a thank you. And so it's not costing, I mean, everyone still pays the same amount for everything. It's not like you get a better price because you are an executive versus just a preferred member. But, you know, it's a really nice feature. Okay. I'm going to take a break just for a moment. I'm going to play this, and then when I come back, we're going to be talking about the exciting news in education.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with a Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own cold foam adventure?
That's right. And no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you've tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings. But now I shine with your reflection on me. I'm getting back up on my feet.
You Okay, thanks for holding on. You know, one of the things that I received when I went to the Reawaken America event in March out here in San Diego, California, they had a new newspaper called The Flame, and the slogan is spreading the truth like wildfire. And volume one, issue three, so I mean it's very new. But I believe they're going to try to use the church campuses and temples, you know, like you know, other faiths besides Christian faith, to educate the public. And that's partly why they want to do the tours and have people come out for them, because it's easier to teach a group of people and have those people teach, you know. So, I mean, this is a real grassroots operation. It's not political. It's just logical. But the headline on the March 2022 newspaper was "When a Nation Declares War on Its Citizens" by Amanda Bretz. And, you know, I could read the article to you, but, you know, it's important that you pay attention to alternative news sites, because they are covering the things in education and bills that are being put forth and changes that affect you in law as well as in your schools in particular. But the local media, let alone the national media, is not covering. So that's why, you know, this is, we have to do this precinct by precinct, step by step, course by course. And I say course by course, I mean, you know, like when you're having your kids sign up for courses, you know, you obviously have to pick them based on what they're interested in, what they want to major in later in college and all that. But we have to really start being much more methodical in the way we go about this. Because for whatever reason, the communists and the Marxists, they're very good at organizing. And it's almost like they have a hive mentality where they, you know, push a button and they all activate and, okay, go out and riot. You know, like when you see these people out there, they don't look like the sharpest knives in the drawer. I mean, some of them look, you know, pretty damn scary. But somehow they're getting the word to come out and riot. So just recently with Jay Sekulow of ACLJ, American Law and Justice, I think, American Conservative Law and Justice, I forget what the acronym stands for, but he and his son, Jordan Sekulow, have, you know, argued in front of the Supreme Court, and, you know, they're good guys, but they were saying that the Supreme Court, you know, did three things recently that isn't getting very much play. One was putting Roe v. Wade back to the states to decide, so that, you know, if your community wants to have abortion, well, you're going to have to vote on it. And that can be decided by unelected federal bureaucrats and skipping over the, you know, states having rights to make and decide law. And then the other thing was holding up the Second Amendment, the right to defend yourself and have concealed carry. I mean, I wanted to get into that a little bit because it's a very strange subject. I don't really like the idea of some leftist lunatic walking around with a concealed carry gun, or with or without a permit to have a concealed carry gun. But I'm sure that they probably don't like the idea of us walking around with guns. And, you know, having an armed populace can be a good deterrent in having riots, but it could also be a good way to, you know, get guns off of people that have registered their guns and have a right to have concealed carry. So I just think we need to have better citizens. I don't know how you get there with the communists and Marxists running education and media. So there's so much on blame to be put on to many people, but the media and education are a big chunk of that. So anyway, on a local level, to go to your school board, listen to what they're talking about. I think I mentioned that one of the other shows, that they had parents show up and saying, you know, why are you making my kids learn this and read this? You know, this is, and they started to read the language, which was vulgar, and the subject, which was basically sex with a child and a man. And, you know, the school board says, you can't say that in this public forum. Like, hey, but what are you talking about? You're making my kid read this. Yeah. So they're so clueless and so indifferent and so bad at their jobs that they don't even necessarily know the kind of stuff that's being shoved at them. But see, what Obama did was very dirty and evil. He promised this Common Core curriculum as being some, you know, great thing that had to be done in order to make American kids competitive with the rest of the world. And then all the schools, or a lot of the schools, got rid of their textbooks, and then they used their budget that they were afforded, given by the federal government, to buy Common Core material that had been prepared by all of Obama's Marxist scumbag, pervert, gay, transsexual, you know, whack job friends. Anybody who didn't agree with that curriculum was shoved off of the panel. And they put their money in, that was budgeted to them at the schools, to this Common Core curriculum. And it's bad, people. I mean, if you want to have an idea about that, I'll say it again. Professor Duke Pesta, Dr. Duke Pesta, P-E-S-T-A, explains just how bad the Common Core curriculum is that Obama and his pervert Marxist friends worked on. And, you know, he knew what was in it too. And that was his job, to destroy the education system in America so that they could do the indoctrination. And the indoctrination is going to be carried out by the communist Chinese and the radical jihadist Muslims, right? So while they're having huge families and multiple lives and putting themselves into high power positions, you know, we're still thinking about getting our kids to, you know, Little League to practice. Okay, so these people, they think far, far ahead, because their plan has been in the works for a long time. All right, I wanted to read this because most people that, I keep saying most people, but usually in the course of someone's life, they're not talking to other people that are particularly informed or activists or pissed off about something. Like, you know, my kid's on the swim team and she just lost to this guy who says he's a girl, but he looks like a guy. And, you know, now she's not going to have her scholarship to college because, you know, Joe Blow beat her in the finals and he's a man, but he says he's a woman. You know, like that's, can you imagine? That's what parents are dealing with right now. So unless you happen to know someone who's going through something or had a personal experience, you know, like I have had or others, you're not going to know about this. So I try to point the way so that you can save time, but also because it's so imperative right now that we all get on the same page and this next chapter, so to speak, and that we don't keep fighting another. To deal with the radical left, because something's wrong with them. So I think that they're demonically possessed, but maybe there's more to it. But pray for them. Pray that, and if you see one of them and they come at you when you're out, you know, out and about, say out loud, "I rebuke your evil. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. Get lost, demon, get away from me. Nope, get away from me. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen." And for one thing, they'll be shocked. Probably you'll see them turn into, you know, real hate-filled, spitting, demonic, possessed people. But they'll get away from you because they can't take it, okay? So we're going to have to basically be like that old movie, The Fearless Vampire Fighters, where we take on this horde of whack jobs. So this is something important I want to read to you, because you probably won't hear about it on the radio or on TV. This is from Senator Ron Johnson. He demands of DOD, Department of Defense, that they respond to whistleblower claims of COVID vaccine injuries. And it's written by the defender's staff. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, last week asked the U.S. Department of Defense what it's doing to investigate whistleblower reports of big spikes in miscarriages, neurological disorders, cancer, and other influences among members of the U.S. military since its rollout of COVID-19 vaccines. Johnson also asked if the DOD, Department of Defense, had removed reports of vaccine-induced myocarditis from the Defense Medical Epidemiology Database, acronym is DMED. That is the military's epidemiological database of service members. In a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd J. Austin III, Johnson asked military officials to report by February 15 the following. One, is DOD aware of increases in registered diagnosis of miscarriages, cancer, or other medical conditions in DMED in 2021 compared to a five-year average from 2016 to 2020? If so, please explain what actions the DOD has taken to investigate the root cause for the increases in these diagnoses. Two, have registered diagnoses of myocarditis in DMED been removed from the database from January 2021 to December 2021? If so, please explain why and when the information was removed and identify who removed it. Johnson's letter stemmed from a panel hearing the senator held last month, during which attorney Thomas Renz said DMED data provided to him by three whistleblowers showed COVID-19 vaccines are causing catastrophic harm to members of the U.S. military while not preventing them from getting the virus. The side note, that's also what part of this is about, this nefarious plot, is to injure and remove our fighting force so that we're easier to take over. You know, the communist Chinese have billions of people, and they have mostly males because they had a regime that required that girl babies be killed. So the Chinese people willingly, knowingly killed their girl babies. So there's a whole lot of testosterone male population who don't have any girls to marry. So they're disposable, and that's why the communist Chinese want stuff in the water to make men behave like wimps, and cancers and stuff in the jabs and vaccines to make us sick and die, and then make our military deplete it this is, you know, as I said, we're at war, people. And I hate to break it to you, but unless more of you idiots on the left if you don't wake up, you know, we're not going to get through this. And, you know, I don't know why you're so stupid, but unfortunately we have to live among you. So Rentz, the attorney Rentz, told the panel the whistleblowers found a significant increase in registered diagnosis on DMED for miscarriages, cancers, and many other medical conditions in 2021 compared to a five-year average from 2016 to 2020. So right there. Why isn't that on the news 24/7? Why aren't they saying that they did find that there was a big jump in miscarriages and other problems, heart attacks, et cetera? Rolling out this freaking tainted jab that killed my big brother. And then that's because the media is paid off and they have blood on their hands and they rot in hell, all of you, especially CNN. Seems to only hire gay people. So Rentz said diagnoses for neurological issues increased 10 times from a five-year average of 82,000 to 863,000 in 2021. You hear that, people? 82,000. And then at 863,000 in 2021. Other conditions that spiked over the same five-year period included hypertension up 2,181%, diseases of the nervous system up 1,048%, malignant neoplasms of the esophagus, that's what happened to my brother, 894% increase. Multiple sclerosis, 680% increase. Malignant neoplasms of digestive organs, 624% increase. Guillain-Barré syndrome, that's what the singer has now. The young guy, his name got out of my head. That's up 551% increase. Breast cancer up 487%. Demyelinating 487% increase. I'm not even sure what that is. Malignant neoplasms of thyroid. Thyroid controls your. Let's see. Other endocrine glands, that's up 474%. Female infertility, up 472%. All right, so hitting the females in their reproductive zone. Pulmonary embolisms, up 468%. We've been lied to over and over again. Our media no longer asks questions or demands accountability from our leaders. Mainstream journalists no longer pursue investigative news stories. That seems to be okay because when you're living in a society that no longer critically thinks, there aren't enough people paying attention or to call for accountability. And they go on to write, it's my hope that changes soon and seeing the Canadian Freedom Convoy will help people begin to remember who we are as a nation. There have been rumblings online about an American Freedom Convoy. While dates and routes vary, most likely by design to keep out any would-be bad actors, truckers in the U.S. plan to peaceably protest. And this was written in February of 2022. The good news is that scumbag Boris Johnson of the U.K., the globalist, is the father who pushed using a virus to kill off the population and said on a national TV, his father said on national TV that there's way too many people and he hopes that more people die. Or words to that effect, but that's the essence of it. That scumbag Boris Johnson has stepped down, and that's because he's part of the cult. The royals are also part of the cult. And I know there's a lot of people out there that think the queen's so wonderful and her mother and all. I actually thought that the queen, not Queen Elizabeth, but her mother was probably a good lady, and she kept England together during the Blitz. But the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth, is a German. She's not English. And her sons are both involved with bad stuff, okay? And the Queen also is not innocent in what's been going on. And Princess Diana hated her for a reason, okay? So I'm not going to go much further than that, but very soon the Queen of England, her death is going to be, she's been gone for a while, but according to my sources, but the signal that things are really going to start changing rapidly. So anyway, let me finish up this article. When the protests happen in the U.S., how will we ensure that our government doesn't use the same tactics that Trudeau has exacted in Canada? With the Patriot Act at his disposal, Biden could use emergency powers to enforce similar unconscionable measures against anyone who peacefully assembles to or donates to the protests in the U.S. What will we do if our own police officers threaten to arrest anyone taking part in a peaceful protest? How will you react when banks freeze your assets for donating to a protest or taking part in your constitutional right to peacefully assemble? Do not cling to the idealistic belief that this is America and that would never happen here. We've established that our current America isn't the country it once was. The true test to the survival of our basic freedoms and the success of our nation's present and future is at our doorstep right now. Yes, America has changed, but I believe it can be made into something even greater than the country I recall from childhood. But the real question boils down to, are we the same people from my childhood America, or are we too weak and are we too weak to inhabit America? I believe that deep down we are those people, and that our current circumstances are producing the next generation of leadership. Defiance is in our DNA. I, like many Americans, have a family member who fought in World War II. My grandpa fought in the war, and my grandma shared stories about what life was really like during the war years and leading up to it. And this is, in large part, the war was a result of people being hesitant to act. People tried to keep their heads down and mind their own business. They had families to raise and mouths to feed. Americans had been through a decade of economic turmoil. There just wasn't a good enough reason to get involved, and so there was no way to avoid it. So I'm at World War II. There are parallels in the present and my grandparents' generation. What makes the situation more dangerous than the last time we lived? The last time we faced a threat this large is technology allows governments to freeze your assets. We cannot allow this to continue. Now, not in Canada, not here, not anywhere. But for all of you who don't recall, in Canada, the truckers had a Give Send Go campaign, or a campaign, and the government of Canada seized those campaigns. Contributions, those donations. Okay, we have a mafia running the world, and they only have the little mafia friends in charge. And, you know, even the president of Mexico has come out and spoken against the jabs, and that it's wrong for the big pharmaceutical companies to be demanding anything, but they haven't done their due diligence and gone through the testing that's required. And yet they made sure that they are have it written into the documents that you sign when you agree to get the jab, that you have no legal recourse if something goes wrong. So you're giving away your health to people that you shouldn't trust, and that you can't do anything to if you do end up losing your health. So come on, people, wake up. It's time to step up, speak out, and get involved. Yes, it's scary and seems an insurmountable challenge, but remember that the courage of our ancestors flows through our veins, and that as Americans, defiance is woven into our DNA. He announced he ended the Emergency Act, the emergency powers given to FinTrack over finances and banks are permanent. It's ended in name only. The most important new power will remain as a means to more easily introduce the CBDCs and total financial surveillance control over the public. What's the next step? Only time will tell. So that was written by Amanda Brett, and she's a writer and advocate for unbiased journalism. So Ron Johnson's piece was going on about the health increases. Migraines are up 452%, ovarian dysfunction 437%, testicular cancer 369% increase, and tachycardia, basically heart related, 302% increase. Thomas Renz, who's an attorney, said that he told the panel that some VMED data showed registered diagnosis of myocarditis had been removed from the database. Johnson wrote, following the allegations that DMED data had been doctored, I immediately wrote to you on January 24th requesting that you preserve all records referring, relating, or reported to DMED. I have yet to hear whether you have complied with this request. So the deep state is covering their tracks and covering up for the noticeable and documented increases in deaths and all kinds of health-related problems due to this jab that Bill Gates, the fiend, and Fauci, the monster, and people in government rolled out. On January 28th, a Department of Defense spokesman told PolitiFact, there was a glitch in the DMED database that gave the false impression that there was a huge spike in miscarriages, cancer, and other medical issues among military members in 2021. The spokesman said the database had been taken down to identify and correct the problem. Well, the U.S. Army last week began discharging service members who refused the vaccine, which is mandated across all arms of the military. A lawsuit filed by 18 service members challenging the mandate is pending, as is the plaintiff's most recent request for an injunction. And that's from the Children's Health Defense, Inc. And Children's Health Defense.org is Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s organization. And he's been very outspoken, except he is enough of a Democrat that he doesn't see that these people are wicked and possessed. He thinks that they're just, you know, misguided, and it's not intentional. It's intentional. And if you read the white papers of the UN and the rest of the scumbags in that organization, he would realize that this has been a declared effort for at least probably 50 years to reduce population. And you know, they're not going to have anyone volunteering to walk into a gas oven again, because it worked the last time because no one thought they were literally getting rid of lights. You know, when the Jews were told to get in the oven, they were told that, well, this will get rid of any bugs and lights that you might have. That's going to make you stop breathing, but don't worry about it. And don't worry, we've got all your gold rings and gold fillings and gold earrings and all of your documents that prove you had property and your artwork and your money and all the other stuff, and we're going to take that. So, you know, we're talking about not only mass population reduction, but also mass population confiscation. It's a way for them to get their hands on anything that's valuable. So when I tell you to pay attention, I'm saying it for a reason. All right, so the Flame is the name of the newspaper. You can get this when you go to events. I believe they're going to be, you know, distributing it that way. It's a new patent proposes digital surveillance to vaccinate people based on social credit style scores. Now, there was a show that didn't get a whole lot of recognition called Dark Mirror, and it basically is programming. They tell you what they're going to do via the media. They make it seem like it's, you know, somebody's imagination coming up with a story. It's basically they are well aware of what's going to happen. They just write stories about what they are aware of. It's not like creative. It's not like they're, you know, visionary. They just are, you know, finding ways to get out what is going on, what they are aware of. So this patent and trademark attorneys, Dr. Gal Ehrlich and Meyer Fenster of Ehrlich and Fenster recently had a U.S. patent approval for a technology that aims to surveil people via their digital activity, give them a score that defines the potential level of super spreading activity of each individual, and then vaccinate people based on this score. The patent proposes collecting a wide range of personal information from sources such as mobile devices, apps, social media, web browsing records, payment records, medical records, employment records, the government, and surveillance cameras. It also suggests collecting highly specific personal information via these sources, such as precise location data, the length of time people spend at the locations they visit, the ventilation rate of the places people visit, images of people looking at the screen of their mobile phone, sounds from the microphones in personal devices, facial recognition data. The patent proposes numerous potential surveillance applications for this data, which include detecting when people are using public transport by using geolocation and or regular start-stop movement that matches a public transportation profile, monitoring when people are washing their hands by analyzing sounds of water, running or movement by a smartwatch, and checking whether people are wearing a mask by analyzing images taken during calls or others looking at a screen or cell phone. Once the data has been gathered, the technology outlined in the patent analyzes the data and assigns a score to their electronic device. It suggests using the score to predict the potential level of super spreading activity of each individual and recommends vaccinating according to the score. So they would be recommending that I'm vaccinated right away, and I'd be given one with an air bubble in it that would kill me. I have no doubt about that. That's why I don't go to the doctor. Not only does the patent suggest mass electronic surveillance of people to create a social credit score that determines when they should be vaccinated, but it also proposes that the technology could be deployed as part of a dedicated mandatory app, which the government may order the citizens to install a dedicated application on their smartphones or other smart device like tablets or smart watches or smart glasses to help the government with the logistics of the vaccination procedures. The patent adds that in some embodiments of the mandatory system, the app or the smart device is configured to inform on the user's location at all times and to communicate with adjacent smart devices, for example, Bluetooth. to assess the interactions between users, for example. All right, so this telling you what's coming, and it doesn't mean that it's, you know, can be delayed. They know if they have a patent for something, they're not going to let it be. It's coming. Then this article in here by Greg Kaiser, Kaysar. There's a saying, be the change you want to see in the world. Maybe you said that to some of your kids or someone else. Well, have you thought about it yourself? That applies to changing your life, community, your country, or even changing the world. Changing the world sounds like a lot to take on, but world, it's possible, and it starts with you. You just have to get involved. You'll have to speak up, you have to show up, and you have to stand up. So speak up, show up, stand up. Everyone knows who the president and vice president are, however, maybe their representatives in D.C., and of course the politicians always on TV, but how many know who their local representatives are? Those that are making the laws in their states, counties, and communities, the legislation that affects us most. Do you know who your elected officials are? If not, go to your local government's websites and find out. One of the reasons why I like the company I'm with is that they have built into their preferred member site where you shop at a wholesale price, a discount price. They have built in all the info you need for contacting everything from, you know, local to state to federal, and an easy way to, you know, get your voice heard. And it's a patriotic company, and I have no doubt about it. And it has good people in it, and they are exemplary people, I believe. So what it comes down to is that we're being told stuff that's not true. We're not being aware that it's not true because we've been conditioned to trust our government. And many people, especially people over 50, turn on the nightly news and they think that it's all vetted information, it's all true, it's all fine. My generation grew up with Walter Cronkite telling the news and Dan Rather. They both were big, big time communists, very wicked people. Cronkite was in a press conference saying that, you know, that he's been accused of serving at the right hand of Satan because of being a globalist and a one world government guy. And if that's so, then, you know, I gladly serve at the right hand of Satan. I mean, I'm not saying he was a Satanist, but I don't think he was a very good person, because one world government is not the answer. That takes away individual rights, takes away sovereignty, it takes away culture, it takes away national language, national pride. It's just a big blob, and that nobody is even, I mean, we see it happening already by so many people no longer looking, you know, like their grandparents and their grandparents' parents looked. You know, it's a very blended society, so to speak. With lots of other ethnic and race backgrounds intertwined. And a good example of that is the Dutch. Dutch Indonesians are very beautiful people, but you know, the Dutch people had islands in Indonesia, and those the Indonesian people interbred, married with Dutch. So you have a dark-eyed, dark-haired population having babies with basically light hair, light-eyed people. Also very, very different body types. Dutch people are the tallest in the world, and the Indonesian people aren't. So, you know, you can't even look at someone anymore and say, oh, they are, you know, Italian, because it's so everything's all blended up. So this article is by Andy Marone, who's a chiropractor. I know a few chiropractors. Being a chiropractor in the COVID age has challenged me to learn everything I possibly could about the SARS-CoV-2 protein spike. After a talk I gave at a local event, I had stated at that event that the SARS-CoV-2 virus had on its surface, based on the research I had done, three proteins on its surface. They were labeled S1, S2, and S3. When I considered writing about the spike proteins and natural immunity versus the so-called vaccine immunity, I wanted to confirm this and cite the source of information, like any good researcher. However, when I went to research the information again, I found that different research sites reported a different number of surface proteins. The number varied from 2 to 12 different surface proteins. And it dawned on me, if the researchers and scientists can't even isolate the virus, how in the world can they isolate or know how many surface proteins are on the virus? The point of this was the injection being identified as a vaccine, I prefer the more accurate term of experimental gene therapy, only hijacks your cells to produce one protein, not 2 or 12. This, of course, brings into question the efficacy of the injection itself. Well, then I had an epiphany. That became the thrust of my current research. There are some very important facts that people need to be very clear about, that they are things the media wants you to be confused about. First, SARS-CoV-2 is not COVID-19, and COVID-19 is not SARS-CoV-2. SARS-CoV-2 is the virus, and COVID-19 is the disease, just as HIV is a virus and AIDS is a disease. H1N1 is a virus, and influenza is a disease. This means that when the news reports new cases, they are only reporting people who have tested positive for the virus, not the disease. Many of these people are asymptomatic, which means they do not have the disease known as COVID-19. This brings me to the main thrust of my current research. The injection, which I call experimental gene therapy, is not a vaccine. It is, by definition, a virus. According to Merriam-Webster, the old definition of a vaccine was any preparation of weakened or killed bacteria or viruses introduced into the body to prevent a disease by stimulating antibodies against it. Let me give a source for that information. Since the Pfizer, Moderna, and Janssen experimental gene therapies do not fit these definitions, the definition was changed to accommodate the experimental gene therapy injection. When you receive the gene therapy injection, your cells no longer make proteins required for those cells to do their job, which is required for your health. Instead, your cells are hijacked into making a protein. This is allegedly the protein spike, or one of them, similar to that of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. How does this happen? The injection replaces your cell's RNA, with its own. So now, instead of making the proteins, those cells need to work properly. They produce the protein defined by the injection. This is exactly what a virus does. It hijacks your cell and replaces your cell's DNA, or RNA in the case of SARS-CoV-2, its RNA, with its own. Now your cell makes copies of the virus instead of proteins necessary for that cell to work properly. Do you hear that, people? Do you hear that? It does exactly what you don't want it to do. That's why so many people are sick and dying now, from the jab, not from the actual virus. 98% of those surviving. Here is the Merriam-Webster definition of virus: any large group of submicroscopic infectious agents are used regarded as not living in the complex multiple infections. Your research and your own decision. And the Marone, chiropractor, Dr. Chiropractor. And then a picture of Ben Franklin saying, any society that will give up a little liberty to get a little security will deserve neither and lose most people unworthy of, you know, working at local dump alone, working in government. And how the demons that part of gold, they recruit the scum of the earth and they get them in power and they vote the way they're told to vote. And all the Democrats that are in right now, but maybe three or, you know, people now have paralysis. A lot of people are on, if you're not seeing it on the regular news, they're on YouTube, on YouTube. UGEUBE.com, Utah Gun Exchange, what it stands for, UGE. And immunity protection from being sued. And why the type of vaccine schedule from 25 to 76 doses today? And are not at high risk. COVID-19 disease fatality rate, IFR, in children age 0 to 19 is 0.00 to make mass increases in getting it. And that a lot of people got saline. They thought they were getting a vaccine or a jab, as I call it. But they really were getting saline because they couldn't have right away, having all the people that had gone out and gotten their first shot, you know, keeling over. So they gave saline the first go round and gave saline maybe, or a little bit, like half a dose of the jab and half saline the second round, because they didn't want to have mass increases in dead people or sick people. I mean, the scariest thing I saw was the nurse on live TV bragging about getting the shot, and she was so glad because she had worked on and helped as a nurse take care of sick people before the jab was rolled out. And she was very happy to get the jab, and she literally died on air. The media hid that story as well. And they also hid the startling number of basketball, soccer players that are keeling over, young men in the prime of their life, just suddenly, you know, having heart attacks that weren't discovered, even though they get total health checkups. And as far as what the media is putting out about the mass shootings, I haven't investigated this last mass shooting, but I know from my research previously that all the mass shootings we've had have been done by Democrats or Muslims who vote Democrat, or, you know, Obama campaign helpers, you know, who was involved in the Charlottesville setup that they did to try to entrap people. And, you know, I'm sorry that locks your little world to think that the beloved Democrat Party are evil, but they're evil. The party formed by the KKK and by Satanists and by aristocrats who came over to America and tried to conspire from the beginning how to take over by, you know, taking over key factions of the government. And again, it was the Democrat Party that did segregation, the Democrat Party that wanted slavery, that caused the Civil War, that bankrupted the USA, and made the USA go hat in hand to England and other royal families begging for money because we were broke after the Civil War that the Democrats caused. So yeah, you people are vile, and we hope that you just go form your own country somewhere. We don't want you here. So you think that we're going to forgive what you've done to us? Our kids are dead. Our husbands and our spouses and our boyfriends and girlfriends, and many are sick and many are dying all because of your lies. So, you know, you should be glad that we don't take the law into our own hands, that we're trying to do this the legal way. But this takes too damn long. So I'm going to read this and then we're going to move on. Do not give your child the COVID-19 mRNA shots. A stunning statistic has come out of the UK's Office for National Statistics, ONS, showing that children in England and Wales who have been fully vaccinated with Pfizer's mRNA COVID shot are 5,105% more likely to die from any cause afterwards. In other words, you give them a Pfizer shot in Wales and England, you do that, your kid's more likely to die 5,000%, 5,100% higher increase of dying. And it'll be, oh, well, you know, you had a heart attack. A perfectly healthy child does not have heart attacks, okay, unless they've got some issue that was not detected at birth, which is unlikely because they, you know, it shows up. So they're also right now are lying about the number of deaths and the ramifications and the injuries from the vaccine. I implore you to go to stopworldcontrol.com and listen to what the doctors, frontline doctors and the lawyers are saying. You know, they are appalled. And also, by the way, fascists, you can't threaten to take a person's medical license away because they have a different opinion than you. So back off, you MFers. This news is breaking just as the U.S. announced it will consider giving the shots to children as young as 6 months old. While the ONS didn't specifically detail the death counts on its website, the expose reported that Table 9 of the report inadvertently provided enough details on deaths among children and teenagers by vaccination status for us to calculate the mortality rates ourselves. And so they're counting on you being stupid and distracted. And what the data showed was a massive increase in deaths among single vaccinated and double vaccinated children compared to their unvaccinated counterparts. For children aged 15 to 19, the risk of death increased by 82% following the first shot and a shocking 226% following the second shot. But things are much worse for 10 to 14-year-olds. The risk of dying increases by a mind-blowing 885% following the first shot, and then an earth-shattering 5,105% following the second dose. This is from the UK Office for National Statistics, expose, February 7th, 2022. And theirs is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System put in place in 1990. It is a voluntary reporting system that has been estimated to account for only 1% so many injuries haven't been reported. Open-Theirs is built from the HHS Health and Human Services data available for download at Theirs, A like Apple, E like Eric, R like Rabbit, S like Sam, .hhs.gov. The Open Theirs project allows browsing and searching of the reports without the need to compose an advanced search. More advanced searches can be done at medalerts.org or theirs.hhs.gov. And the reason I'm taking the time to share this information, make a document of it so that it can be, you know, shared even on the tab for the show, you can share this information. And because I labeled it bookshelf featured author, it's not going to get banned. People might actually listen to it because they'll think it's a story about Steve Dace's book, The Nefarious Plot. But I'm talking about the real nefarious plot by the evil that controls this world, that profit off of killing people and profit off of selling blackmail and profit off of selling weapons and secrets and making taxpayers pay for equipment and technology, et cetera, and then giving it away to our enemies like Obama and Biden did. So Boris Johnson's been forced to step down. Next up is the Queen, and then after that's Biden. And Harris can't be president because she is the child of our national, not just her mother, but her dad. Her mom's from India and was not a U.S. citizen when she birthed, supposedly, Kamala Harris here, and her dad's a Jamaican. Kamala Harris has never had the black experience. She did have an affair with a married black man, Mayor Willie Brown, who was 30 years her senior and gave her a job based on how good gave her a job that was part-time, that was six figures back in the 80s because she was his little side piece of tail. Yeah, I said it. I don't care. But she should never have been allowed to be president or vice president, I should say, because she's like Obama. She is not only unworthy, but she's ineligible, and she's also a radical Marxist. And for all you Jew haters out there, she's married to a person that says he's a Jew. So that's all of you Jew Democrats. Oh, you only like Jews if they come in, if I get it. Practicing Jews like Dr. Zelenko, may he rest in peace, who spent his life as an atheist and luckily in the last part of his life came to believe in Almighty when he suffered under having terminal cancer. All right, so theflameusa.com, that's the website for the newspaper I just read you. It is the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H, Times.com. There's the Blaze.com. There's many, many. There's Infowars.com. There's so many great sources of information out there now, because we wouldn't have had to do that if they hadn't behaved so badly, if they hadn't been such liars and so deceitful and knowingly helped many, many people to die. All right, I wanted to go a little bit onto the Georgia Guidestones. All right, so a lot of people don't know anything about that. I know about it because I remember thinking, like, well, you know, what is that about? Who would pay that? Apparently, it was secret who paid for it, but the rumor is that it was old Ted Turner, the atheist, communist, whack job who had Turner Communications, which I think, you know, he's a bad guy. And I'm sorry, but he is. And a whole group of his little, you know, buddies paid for the Georgia Guidestones, which kind of look like big monolithic stone, like flat panels of concrete. And they are engraved in different languages. And it's done in such a way that you would think it's not anything to be concerned about, but it actually is, because it's like a declaration of war on America, on the world, saying that they're going to reduce the world population. And basically, they're nature worshippers. They're like old-fashioned pagans, ancient pagans, you know. So they think it's important to protect the planet while they fly around on their private jets and have multiple mansions and, you know, limousines and all the rest of stuff that they do. Such a Chris. So, on InfoWars, a couple other sites, but let's use InfoWars, is one of the original, was can't help it that his family, his dad was a dentist, and his dad was a big wig in Texas, and he worked on FBI and CIA agents back when they were decent people, and they would talk and tell him about the and stuff because they knew that Alex would get the word out. Alex, you know, didn't plan to for a living. You know, he kind of got pushed into it because he just knew too much. And I guess this one of months before to Joe from Montana. So I hope you call back in soon. Alex is guilty of reading too much. He read all the documents. He read all the disclosures from these the UN and these white papers from the pharmaceutical companies, and he just knew too much. So you know, they went after him because he was talking about what he had read. So Georgia guidestones were once dubbed a satanic monument by a gubernatorial candidate. They were demolished for safety reasons after being irreparably damaged in a bomb blast. Now, the videos of the bomb blast are up there. It didn't look like it was, you know, blown up. It didn't, you know, fall down. It did get cracked and damaged, but they came in and took it out because they wanted to. Explosive device that sealed the fate of the controversial monument dubbed America's Stonehenge was detonated at 4 a.m. on Wednesday morning. Blast took out an entire wing of the monument, and authorities moved quickly to demolish the rest of it. And this is from the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. I guess it says for safety reasons, the structure has been completely demolished. And that's July 6, 2022 in Georgia, USA. And the surveillance video shows a silver car leaving the site after the explosion. Monument has attracted opposition among some due to its creepy inscriptions with call for maintaining humanity under 500 million, meaning, you know, the population has to be under 500 million, which is a UN mandate, by the way. The UN is run by a bunch of Satanists, and I think those people either are possessed or a bunch of aliens walking around in human meat suits. I mean, something's wrong with those people. A figure which the world hasn't seen since the 1500s and would require outright mass genocide. So, you know, if they're pushing for the population to be reduced to 500 million, that would be the same population as what was here in the 1500s. Okay, so, you know, the planet population of the world could fit in one corner of the Grand Canyon, but yeah, it might be a problem with food and water for all those people. But if you have the technology to go into outer space, we have the technology to figure out how to make, you know, like what you saw in Star Wars, the water planet that Luke Skywalker was on, which was designed to make water through machinery they had there. So the remainder of the Georgia guidestones are being demolished following a mysterious explosion. And what my sources have said is that this was Ted Turner and Bill Gates and George Soros and the rest of the scumbags. I mean, we have these worms tossing us around, telling us what to do. This scum like Fauci, who gets $430,000 a year. And that's even less than what the Department of Education gets. I mean, that they are bossing us around and telling us this stuff. So the stones are called, also call for the imposition of a world court and demands humans be not a cancer on the earth, quote unquote. The Georgia guidestones were built in 1980 at a cost of $500,000 on behalf of a small group of loyal Americans who remain anonymous to this day, but it's believed to include philanthropists and population control enthusiasts. Ted Turner. May you have a painful death, Mr. Turner. Turner has repeatedly advocated for a 95% population reduction on FABs with the likes of Bill Gates and George Soros to discuss how globalists could use the wealth to slow the growth of the world's population. So the elite, just because they're wealthy and they want the planet for themselves, they want us gone. They don't, they're not volunteering to die, but they want us dead, and we're supposed to be okay with it. You know what you can do? You can cower in fear because you will not be able to go in public anymore, you scumbags. You are loathed by most of the thinking population. As the History Channel explains, the stones are aligned to precisely track astrological and solar cycles. The east and west corners of the monument track sunrise and sunset. A slot that's cut into one of the slabs marks the winter and summer solstices. Who's a bunch of pagan worshippers? A shaft that's drilled through the center of the stone marks Polaris, the North Star, and a slit that's cut through the capstone marks the perfect noontime. That means it's the sword of granite Swiss Army knife. The guide stones have a calendar, a compass, a translator, and a guide, which is bananas. All right, so.
And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. I want to show you something that's more than just an allegory. I want to show you something that's life and death for you and your family and the whole part. 100 years ago, powerful robber baron elites adopted a system known as social Darwinism, saying might-based right, and we should go ahead and follow Malthusian ideas of forced depopulation. And that idea grew from just shadows, just ideas being promoted by ruthless men, and it began to turn over the next 100 years or so into something very, very real. And it was no longer shadows. It was a real manifestation of an idea for a one-world government to carry out the orderly depopulation of the planet, a brave new world. And that's where we are in the year 2020. All the planning, all the beta testing is over. And now, the Great Reach is here. It's a future. We're not in it. We're here at the Georgia Guidestones outside the tiny town of Elberton, Georgia. These mysterious stones were erected by a secretive group in 1980. We've done deep research to track back exactly who's behind these stones and why they're so significant in the year 2020 and what the Great Reach signifies to every human on Earth. CNN founder Ted Turner reportedly funded the creation of the trust under the name R.C. Christian or Rosicrucian, with other donations from rich benefactors that wished to build an endless marker promoting their ideas for the future of the planet and humanity. Curved into the face of this blue pyramid granite in the eight great languages of the world, this power cult tells us exactly what they believe and their plans for all of us. And notice that R.C. Christian, his little merry band of depopulationists, have a whole bunch of cameras, some in plain view, some hidden, that reportedly go back to the local sheriff's department, who's paid a tidy sum of money every year to watch and protect this temple to the post-human era. When you erect a temple in the middle of the rolling hills of rural Georgia, when you spend tens of millions of dollars over 30 years to upkeep it and have surveillance cameras and floodlights and have it repaired hundreds of times when it's been vandalized, it's because it's what you believe with all of your heart. It's what you stand for. It's your manifesto. We're about to go over what's written on the face of the stone and then look at the individuals that financed it and their other public statements. And it is something akin to what come out of the mouth of Adolf Hitler. These stones are more than just a temple. They're more than just a manifesto or a testament. They are commandments being handed down to us by those that would run our lives. And to a great extent, do run our lives under the Great Reset. We'll cover more in a moment. But first, let's read the first verse. Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Like we're pets, like we're a dog or a cat we take care of, or like we're a museum piece where they cull the population from 7.5 billion down to 500 million. I wonder who the lucky people are that are going to get to live. But they're not just going to guide how many people get to live. No, no. They're going to guide, like China's one-child policy, reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. That's a nice way of saying eugenics. The third commandment, unite humanity with a living new language. The fourth commandment, rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. But they will tell us what our traditions are. They're going to rule our passions, our faith, our tradition, and all things will be tempered with reason by our controllers up on Mount Olympus, our gods. They will tell us what virtue is. Protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. But of course, they will decide what that means. Again, everything in these stones is United Nations world government law put into religious type connotations. Like this doublespeak, let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. So you have a world court over you, but you still have your sovereignty. That's doublespeak, and that's exactly how the United Nations operates in its Universal Declaration of Human Rights, where in its last articles it says none of these rights exist if the UN says they don't exist. You only have rights when they selectively say you have rights. Number seven, avoid petty laws and useless officials. This is Karl Marx. The state grows up, it is giant, it creates utopia, and then it withers away. It's always big billionaire financiers who are tax exempt and above the law who want regulation for them to be non-existent only for us. Again, this is all communist, globalist, new age garbage. And of course, balance personal rights with social duties. It's a balance, and they decide when you have personal rights. If it's for a greater good, you've got to be sterilized. If it's for a greater good, you got to be euthanized. If it's for the greater good, you can't leave your house because somebody might die of COVID, even though the COVID shutdown is starving tens of millions. See how that works? And again, they're telling us they're the good guys that do want to kill 80% of us plus. Prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. The infinite, which of course is bowing down and turning your consciousness over to these individuals that will dictate reality to you in the matrix. And finally, the 10th commandment, be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. In other words, get out of the way. I'm Ted Turner. I'm having 5 children, dozens of houses, billions of acres, mistresses, jet airplanes, yachts, sailboats, jumbo jets, helicopters. You don't get anything. Roll over and die. I'm the guardian. I'm Ted Turner. I'm Bill Gates. I'm the New World Order. Their plan is called the Great Reset. Their manual of operations is Agenda 2030, a public UN plan in the name of world peace and stopping hunger that actually shuts down the world economy and will cause massive depopulation. Sustainability, build back better, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. When you hear these terms, it's all building towards a post-human dystopia. The globalists aren't just trying to get rid of the general population to, quote, save the earth. They are on record saying they believe they're going to merge in a new evolution with machines. This is a global corporate takeover allied with communist China on record. And it's no mistake that in the year 2020, they're engaged in massive censorship of anyone that criticizes the lockdowns, the Great Reset, the United Nations, communist China. This is authoritarianism making its move to break the will of the American people. Because once the United States falls to the globalists, there'll be no nation on earth to stand against them. This is the most dangerous, dark, satanic ideology to ever be on the face of this planet.
Alex Jones, and you can see that on his website, InfoWars. And I'm a very loyal person, and I listened for years to Alex Jones and other people, many other people, including the left. And I realized that he was being persecuted and demonized and misquoted and vilified, and it was wrong. And I stood up for him, and none of the other major pundits, the famous ones, stood up for Alex, except for, I guess I would have to say Tucker Carlson. He came on Alex Jones's show, and so did Trump, and so did a lot of other people, but now they're afraid to go on his show because he's under so much surveillance and lawsuits and all the other stuff they did to wreck his life. And I asked you to support Alex Jones because he wasn't the original whistleblower. There was many more before him, but he was the one that gave up his good life, like President Trump did, to try to stand up against this behemoth beast, New World Order, that the Bible said, you know, was going to come and that many people would go along with. But, you know, not many people out there have been hurt. I've been hurt. I know Dinesh D'Souza has been hurt. I know science teacher Kent Hovind, he's been hurt. He went to prison for daring to debate creation versus evolution with college professors at Christian universities. Pepperdine University's professors are atheists. What are they doing at a Christian university? Why are they at any university, whether it be Baylor or Chapman University or San Diego USC? I mean, what's going on that these people even get hired when they're freaking communists and atheists? Who's allowed this? Well, it's because the boards and the people that do the hiring are especially selected for their views. They are put in, and then they get in there and they weed out anyone that's decent and only hire scumbags. And how do I know this? Because my kid worked in admissions when she was in college. Yeah. She had a part-time job there. Okay, so I know how they roll, and they are evil. And that's why we're starting our own schools. And it's not going to be easy, but we can't just hope that these people turn out to be like, oh, I had a big awakening. I played Alex Jones for a reason. Because he's portrayed as being this, you know, emotional, angry, you know, crazy guy. And it's actually not true. He does get emotional. He does get pissed off, like I have and many other people who know more than they want to know. But, you know, he's actually a good guy and a good patriot. And I'm not saying about his personal behavior. I mean, he curses and he drinks. And, you know, he's had a lot of women, I'm sure. He's been around a lot. He's admitted to a lot of things that I'm not going to talk about, because I'm not sure if I just was allowed to hear them or if it was actually said, because sometimes God has me hear things that I'm supposed to hear. So I'm not going to repeat the things that I know about Alex Jones, only because I'm not sure if I actually heard it or if he actually said it. I mean, if he actually said it or if I just heard it wrong. But my point for bringing him up is that he needs support, and he's, you know, he's taken on a lot, just like President Trump. So President Trump's going to be making an announcement soon, and I'm pretty sure he's going to announce that he's running. And I'm pretty sure he's going to announce that he's running with DeSantis. And then DeSantis will run with Eric, and then Eric will run with Ivanka. I mean, that's how this is going to work. Because these are people who actually sacrifice because they love America and they love Americans. They love our way of living. They love our philosophy, our people. They love all the beauty and the natural wonders and the parks and the specialness of each area of the country. They love America. They don't just say it and pretend they do, like Hillary Clinton, you rotten, lousy, evil woman. Why don't you sacrifice your grandkids to Moloch, since you have no problem sacrificing kids? Yeah, we know what you've been doing, Hillary. Ugh. The information that's on Hunter Biden's laptop should have made news way before Biden was put in. And Biden knew all about the dealings with the communist Chinese and inappropriate transfers of money in the Ukraine, where all big pharma has their research facilities because they're working with the Nazis. Yeah, people, that's what's going on in Ukraine, in China, C-H-Y-apostrophe-N-A, China, Ukraine. That's where the bioweapon labs are. And because the communist Chinese have bioweapons, the Department of Defense says that they have to be working on super soldiers and bioweapons and hybrids and chimeras. Chimeras are existing right now, as well as hybrids. And so, they justify their existence and their off-the-books activity because they are, worried about our national security. They're not worried about that. They're worried about their big, fat paychecks. That's what they're worried about, and skimming off our tax dollars, diverting it to their cronies and all their pals on the boards of government agencies. And the Ukraine people, for people who don't know, a lot of them are Russians. It's not that the Ukraine is a separate country. They pretend that it's a separate country and, Ukraine rights and all that. You people are so stupid, you don't even know your history about Russia. And that country has been under satanic siege for so long, and under the globalist foot, and then under the communist foot, under these basically Russian mafia groups and the Chechens and other. They have so much that they're dealing with, and it's such a wonderful country, and it's people have suffered and endured so much. And when my sister went to Russia, she prayed for Russia because she has a heart for Russia. She speaks Russian because she wanted to basically work at being a protector and a guardian of America. And so she had gone and studied Russian in college. And she's as American pie. So don't even go there trying to make out like, she was some spy. She wasn't. But when she prayed for Russia, she felt that there was going to be, this is back years ago, a resurgence of God in Russia, and that God was not taking his hand off of Russia. And sure enough, the Russian people came back to the Lord and were back in the churches and voting, having kids, and not cracking down again, upside down. L, and there's a lot of people with L's in their name that are in this fight. And Alex is one of them, and Mike Lindell is another one, and Melissa is one of them, and I'm one of them, and LT is, and we know, is one of them, and Glenn Beck, he's got two L's in his name, his middle name, as well as his first name, and a whole lot of other people, Levin, and oh gosh, it just goes on and on. But not that that is an indication that a person is special. It just is kind of funny how that's worked out. And again, it was my husband who alerted me to the alignment of the planets, and it just happened to fall on our anniversary, and I think that's pretty cool. But anyway, we're out of time for today, and I know that was a really long show. I don't know how much more I'm going to be coming back in. I wanted to get this out there so you can just see that it says bookshelf, featured author, and mentioned Steve Dace. But if people, they won't be able to, I don't know whether but like Alex Jones, you can't post link to his show many places. They won't allow it, like on Facebook and Twitter, at least that's how it was. So this is one way you can help get Alex Jones' dissertation on what the Georgia Guidestones is about out there by posting this video, and I'll make a note saying got a special message in there from Alex, and people hopefully won't like take the time to figure it out. I put the information from the Flame, the newspaper that I picked up at the last Reawaken America event that I went to, and I put that out there because people aren't going to be looking for information on COVID necessarily. But if you listen to it, you might be curious and might actually take a look at the source of the information, which is the Flame doc. I'm sorry, the Flame USA.com. The Flame USA.com. And all the things that I talked about in the episode today is covered there. I was quoting from the March 2022, Volume 1, Issue 3 newspaper, Spreading the Truth Like Wildfire. And we are winning, people. That's what they don't want you to know either, is that we have won major victories due to the Supreme Court being more conservative than left. I mean, I'll tell you again, Obama's appointees are so unworthy, but so intellectually stupid. Kagan was never even a judge. He was just a law professor who covered up Obama's records, and so he gave her a job for life. She never speaks or says anything because she's a dumbass like Obama who couldn't answer a law question if you asked him. Yeah, I said that, Obama. Are you listening? You going to send your Black Panther friends after me? Is that what you're going to do? If anything happens to me or mine, Obama was behind it. Or how do you like that? I fingered you. Anyway, I know how I sound. I'm so freaking tired of this wicked regime daring to tell us what to do, poisoning us, jabbing us, screwing with us. Guess what, people? It's time to stand up. It's time to fight back. And we fight back with information and knowledge and prayer, because believe it or not, that's what they don't have. They don't have God on their side. We're on the side of God. Okay? They are not going to succeed because they're wicked. And they don't even know that they're wicked, which is, I think, even worse. So they're done. So we say right now, take a moment with me. We declare in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty that the wicked will fall. The cabal will fall. We release God's heavenly army to go forth and destroy this wickedness in high places, in every little nook and cranny where it's hiding. We destroy it. We release God's army. Go get them, tear them to pieces, expose them, make them be publicly embarrassed, make their tongues fall out of their heads and their eyes bulge out, make them poop their pants like Jerry Nadler did in public, make them ashamed to be out in public because they don't want to be ridiculed, make them afraid. We ask that they be destroyed in Jesus' name. Amen. Go get them. Be bold, be brave, and let's all be free. God bless America so we can bless the world again. All right, take care.